语说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hey everyone, our last few sessions were spent on discussing the differences between Eastern and Western thinking.
在上几期的节目里，我们谈到了一些在中西方思维上面的不同。
We used the college application essay as an example.
我们举的例子是申请大学时每个人都必须写的 personal essay.
This was the perfect example to illustrate so many differences between how we think.
这个例子让我们非常鲜明地辨别出了多种思维上的不同。
And today, we continue on the topic of the differences between Eastern and Western thinking. Because before we get to the essay, there are actually so many smaller words and concepts that are quite different.
讲到了 personal essay, 或许和某些听众朋友们的距离感拉得就比较大了。所以我们今天就着同样的话题继续讨论下去，但是我们的 focus, 我们的重点是一个比论文要小一点的概念。
Because it's important to get our building blocks correctly.
可不要小瞧这些比较小的概念，因为这些看起来很小的概念其实就是我们砌墙用的砖。一块砖虽然不起眼，但是一定要放到位，否则盖出来的房子也不会稳。
So, where do we start? As always, we start with you.So this was a recorded session from one of our callers that we're using as today's material.
我们今天用的例子来自于前一阵子打进电话来的一位听众。
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing well to talk to you.
Great, great to hear from you.
Yeah.
What did you want to talk about today?
Just like free talk.
Okay.So this is where I have to step in and say free talk doesn't really mean what you think it means or what you hope it means. Free talk.
这两个单词加在一起表达出来的意思其实不是你想象的那样。
I understand this is a common term, especially within the online community of language learners.
Okay, so honestly, 讲真的，在这位听众打进电话之前 free talk 这个词我是没有听过的。但是后来我在网上查了一下，才意识到原来 free talk 在很多的中文论坛上面，尤其是在中文论坛上想学英语的朋友们，是一个用到频率非常高的这么一个词。
And so that's why I want to take time today to say that free talk probably doesn't mean what you hope it means.
正因为 free talk 这个词在网上出现的频率还是蛮高的，所以我想用这个机会来跟大家说一下。你所想表达的意思其实并不是 free talk.
Whereas I think what you want to say is to be able to talk about anything. And you can simply say anything. Or anything goes.
Anything goes, 这两个词表达的意思就是什么都行。
Anything goes.
To be able to talk about anything. To have an open dialogue. A casual conversation. And there is a term for that. It's calledOpen mic.
如果我问你一句 What would you like to talk about? 你想要聊点什么呢？而你说 free talk. 那么我猜测你所想表达的意思是讲什么都行，自由发言。可是在西方 free talk, 它的意思往往是一门不收费的讲座。因为 talk 作为动词来说，它的确是说话。可是 talk 作为名词来说，是讲座课程的意思。所以 free talk,在西方会被理解成为一场免费的讲座，一门不收费用的课
，which is a great thing, but I don't think that's what you mean. So when school was still in session, it isn't uncommon to find a campus that offers free talks by luminaries, by visiting professors, by guest speakers, and this is often a really great event for the public to partake in. But again, I don't think the free talk here is what you meant to say.
其实在疫情之前，很多大学都会有一些对外开放的课程，因为这些课程和讲座往往是免费的，所以这样的活动往往会被称作 free talk。 那么这个 free talk 用在生活里，其实就是在形容这样的一些活动。
So using it in a scenario would be something like this. Hey, there's a free talk tonight. You wanna go?
比如说，今天晚上某某大学有一个免费的讲座，你想去吗？
There's a free talk tonight on campus. Do you want to go? Which is slightly different than asking, Hey, what do you want to talk about?
Free 在这里的意思更会被理解成免费而不是自由。 那么大家所要想表达的一个自由的话题，随便讲什么都行。在西方这种情况叫 open mic， open mic， open 就是开的 open， open， open mic 是 mic， 就是麦克风的 mic。 那么 open mic 其实正是大家所想表达的 free talk 的正确说法。 And if you want something easier to rememberWhen the next time someone asks you, what would you like to talk about? 当下一次有人再问到你，你想聊些什么呢？如果你想要一个更简单的回答方法， you can just use one word. 你可以就说这一个单词， anything. 什么都可以。Even if you just say one word, the word anything is better understood than free talk, which has the sense of a talk that's free.Which is more like a seminar that is free, a lecture that doesn't charge you a fee. This is just one of the many examples where direct translation doesn't always get the point across. 有太多时候其实直译并不能表达出你所想要表达出来的意思。所以与其直接去看翻译器，一个更好的方法是多练听力，多去听，多去读，多去看。Direct translations don't always work.So I would suggest, instead of spending more time with translation tools, it's definitely more helpful to listen more and read more. I hope today's session is helpful, and we'll talk soon.
英语说说看，开口天天练。That's all for now. 今天的节目就到这儿，我们下期节目再会。
Don't forget to practice.
不要忘记练习啊。Bye bye.
Bye bye.